Welcome everyone. I hear we are online. So welcome all of you attendees in person. It's great to see everybody. It's nice to have a bit of a vibe, lots of discussions this morning already and catching up, so that's great. Welcome also to those online. It's nice to be able to do a first of its kind, so it's exciting. A bit of a test case, I think, in our space, in the healthcare seminar, healthcare committee space. So we'll see how this goes. There should be 50 to 60, 70 online, close to 50 in person. It's an exciting day. So please be patient with us. This is our first attempt at this. It's going to be an interesting one. We both have in-person presentations with Q&As. We have online presentations, some of them live, some of them one recorded with live questions. So it's going to be quite a mix-up. Questions will come through online as well as in the audience. So it'll be a good test case to see how this new world works. So certainly, it's great to see everybody. We have to admit, virtually has been a challenge, but it's also quite an opportunity in various ways. I think many of us have had the opportunity to, I don't know, walk our kid to school, whereas previously we didn't. We'd had to go to the office. So I think we've got this hybrid now. It's probably the new way for us. So let's have a great day. Charlton will be facilitating. I just want to quickly have one or two words. As the chair of the healthcare committee, I just want to mention we've been dealing with COVID mostly over the last 2 years, other topics as well. We've more excitedly formalized the COVID work. Initially it was quite not informal. I mean, it was a task team or a team working on that, developed the model, published various pieces of work, etc. But it was probably a bit more of an agile approach. Now the council, reporting into the council, the task team has been formalized. It's a bit more wider in its terms of reference, creating a body of knowledge to support all of our work across mortality, morbidity, customer, treating customers fairly, etc. So it's quite a wide-ranging task team. It's got a 12-month period to really try and capture learnings from this, set us up for future pandemic work, etc. So just to state, so anybody who would like to join council, but that's how we're moving in that space. We'll be probably touching NHI again a bit more. You know, that's almost been a bit of a back burner during the last 2 years. MOU, Memorandum of Understanding with the CMS, we're working on that, so we're engaging them more. The low-cost benefit options will probably be gaining a bit more momentum there. But certainly many of our members are on those kind of industry work streams, working through those spaces. So we do a wide range of topics within the healthcare committee. But I think our sort of latest development is this formal task team around COVID-19, so look out for that. I'd like to just end, before I hand over to Charlton, just to thank the organizers, the Actuarial Society's support, Gail and the team. Charlton is the facilitator today, helping us getting through the complexities of online versus live. Masimba particularly, he's almost single-handedly built the agenda, found the speakers, and helped us do that. And then lastly, the speakers, I think without them, their work and willingness to present, we wouldn't have a day like today. So thank you very much, and over to Charlton.
Many thanks, Alex, and thank you all once again for making this day possible. It's good to see faces chatting before the session, and those who are joining us virtually, I think you are missing out. We'll tell you about it at the end of the day. So I have been called the facilitator today, and when the day started, they were saying, so what do we call you, a facilitator or master of ceremony? And there's a difference, an actuarial difference. If I can make you laugh, then I'm a master of ceremony. If I don't get you to laugh, then I'm a facilitator. So no pressure on my side.